Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. La-da-da. A lot going on. Dan Quinn kind of confirmed what we all expected, that Bobby Wagner's playing and he's fine. I think they just kind of kept him off his foot, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you've played the level of football, the kind of football, everything that Bobby has done in his career, it'd be pretty damn hard to not expect him to be on the field.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep. I just, you know, there are certain players that you can,
14-year vet.
With, yeah, you could do that with certain players. Certain players you wouldn't dare try. But always, with a guy like a Bobby, you could do it.
You know, as much as we've kind of been paying attention internally at the Washington injury report, when we had Colton Pouncey on earlier, that Kevin Zeitler injury is a big deal. He's a really good player, starting guard for them. Mm-hmm. He's had two straight days of DNPs. Maybe I'll try to search and get it, see if we can't get a little update on what that is exactly.
Lions injury report?
Yeah, no, I mean, it just says DNP, but I wonder if he practiced today. They probably have practiced already. I did want to touch base on something that you heard Dan Quinn talk about, and I think – all right, here we go. Dan Campbell, so our guy Colton Pouncey just tweeted this out. Dan Campbell says right guard Kevin Zeitler won't practice Thursday. If he's not ready on Saturday, rookie guard Christian Mahogany will get the start.
He won't practice today.
So he hasn't practiced all week.
He won't practice all week.
But he's not ruling
he's not ready Saturday, so they're gonna take it.
They're taking that.
They're gonna give it all the way to the end.
They're taking that all the way to the limit.
But then again, if he hadn't practiced, he may be just off just a tad. May help you out a little bit.
Sure, it can't hurt.
Yeah,
I mean the guy's clearly juggling something. DQ talked about it there. These teams are gonna go for two all the time, right? And I think we gotta kind of be ready for that. These are the only two teams in the NFL that converted 20 or more fourth downs.
Mm-hmm.
Washington, obviously, first in the league on fourth down.
Was it, what did you say, 78%, 80%, something like that?
They were 87%.
87%.
20 of 23.
Hell, if I'm 87%, I can get a degree. So if I'm 87%, I'm trying it all the damn time.
I mean, you're doing well. You're not just getting
hell
a degree.
Hell, yeah, man, 87%.
Now, the Lions were not as good as a percentage. They converted 67% of the time on fourth down, but they also go for it a lot more. The Lions were 22 of 33. That means they actually had more fourth down conversions. The Commanders were 20 of 23, Lions 22 of 33.
But 20 of 23, dog.
It's crazy.
And what it
that
tells
QB
you,
counter to the
see,
right side.
This
man.
Is what I tell you. You got the proper guys running it first. But the play that Cliff is dialing up at those moments, you're open. You know, so when you can see him dialing that up in that critical situation, he could dial up some other stuff in regular situations too now.
For sure. It's going to be fascinating. I think there will be a lot of.
If Fred's right, it might be a 2-hour game. Yeah, it might be a jump on another flight, get home.
Here's the thing with thinking these games are going to go really fast. That Tampa game was cruising. But eventually, these TV channels got to get their ads in.
Yeah.
If you notice, like, I think it was
That long timeout.
Early in the third quarter.
I think we had the ball on 1-8. I'm like, what are you doing? You stopping our damn momentum.
Yo, it happened week 18, too, in Dallas. There was two plays run in 25 minutes of real time. Like, eventually, they're going to jam that thing up a little bit. The fastest football games I ever saw were the Bill Callahan era. which was a very short era in Washington. And he was finishing games in like 3.5, 3:40. We'll see. Without the punts, without the clock stoppages, could be really interesting.
He can move.
But I think the fourth downs are absolutely going to be a factor on this. I saw this from Orlovsky. Listen to this. This is just a good stat here. I think it comes from this dude, Hembo, that works for ESPN. Maybe, is that right? I think he's a stats guy, but I could be incorrect. Washington went 3 of 5 on fourth down Sunday. So in the regular season, they were 20-23, right? They're now 23-28 on the season, including the wild card game. So that's 82%. After the conversion Sunday, they scored 14 points, and that's 129 points scored after a fourth down conversion. That's the most in recorded history. I don't know how long they've been keeping track of that stat, but that's pretty interesting. You can make an argument that Washington is the best fourth down team ever.
I'm not going to go against it.
Top of my head, I can think
20 of 23 says enough, bro. I don't have to go back in the past. I don't know, need to hear nothing. 20 of 23 tells me if you go for it 23 times, you get 20 of them, you are a step ahead of the defense, and you analytically know what to go, and you have found out a weakness in their defense to attack.
Well, dude, I mean, just think about last week. It was 4th and 2, and they scored a touchdown. 4th and 2 from the 5 when Jaden found Terry.
Yeah.
That was in the playoffs.
And then
high leverage
in Dallas, it was 4th and whatever, and they threw a touchdown in the back of the end zone. They get it done, dog.
They sure do.
They are doing some things so well that I think this team is so young in its progression that we don't really know how to really look at it. We're amazed by some of this stuff. But I like it.
Hell yeah.
The bourbon tastes much better when they're doing good. You know? Don't taste bad like it was when they were losing.
All right. Whatever you are upset about, whatever you're mad about, maybe it's the haters. Maybe it's paying attention to the haters.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
So, man, get a haters a one-finger salute. That's what you give them.
I know what mine is. I'm going to save it, but something is starting to bother me repeatedly. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. It is time for Bleep You Thursday.